roses, your kiss, Medusa's touch, turn to a pillar of salt. To die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times, and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Wrap my mind in drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of glory?
And we are back, folks, for hour two here on republicbroadcasting.org. Richard Carey of Beyond the Official Narrative. Please check out my show at 12 noon central, Monday through Friday. And here we are, of course, filling in with this transitional broadcast, Joint Resolutions, as Steve Elkins named it. And again, for the archive, this is Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. We are in hour two of the broadcast. Just getting through a few more headlines and news here, and we'll start taking your calls. I was mentioning how France is already employing this browsers required by law to stop you from visiting infringing sites in varying ways and methods. They're saying in a well-intentioned yet dangerous move to fight online fraud, France is on the verge of forcing browsers to create a dystopian technical capability. Would force browser providers to create a means to mandatorily block websites present on a government-provided list. A world in which browsers can be forced to incorporate a list of banned websites at the software level that simply do not open, either in a region or globally, is a worrying prospect that raises serious concerns around freedom of expression. If it successfully passes into law, the precedent would set that this would set would make it much harder for browsers to reject such requests from other governments. And there's another good one at the activist post, the censor's henchman. The ongoing release of the Facebook files reveals the target of the White House's collusion with big tech. Their target is you. Certainly a censorship and self-policing through fear when you're identified online is, you know, all of the talk in tech these days. Cyber attack launched against hospitals across the U.S., we're hearing. And when I see that article, On a side note, you know, that's what I think of, too, is that there's going to be a Hegelian response, and that could have been a doctored cyber attack, because they want more access to your medical records. That's why they like the Real ID, a streamlining a digital access to every digital record they have about a person, which anyone pretty much internationally can access at will of an authority position. And we're hearing about these companies, Flock Safety and Ubiquia, they've been putting these license plate readers in smart street lights across the country. I noticed a couple of new, what looked like LED street lights up on my block in recent weeks, actually finally got turned on after dormant for a couple months erected. And I'm not surprised another approach Big Brother is using. These high-tech streetlights have multiple purposes. And it's not crazy talk anymore. Evidently, tomorrow, August 9th, is International Day of World's Indigenous People in social engineering news, folks. So be sure to worship the world's indigenous people tomorrow internationally. Disney teams up with transgender TikTok influencer to promote girls' apparel. Here's a quote, I literally look like Minnie Mouse. That's nothing to be proud of. SBA contractors profiteered during pandemic. Was an article over at Real Clear Wire. Another instance of mismanagement of pandemic programs by small business administrations. $5 million was in question with contracts for loan support services, according to a recent Inspector General report. And in COVID damage, well, COVID fallout is what I mean to say, because of the damage from the shots, namely in this case, heart scarring of children, it's a thing now because of this. Heart scarring observed in children months after COVID-19 vaccination from a study out there. We're hearing none of the 7 batches reserved for Pfizer employees appear to be those which had large amount of fatalities of the reported data from these batches. The more data that statisticians are collecting here. So, yes, I mean, and I have multiple sources confirming the same. I mean, we had a batch release assessment, COVID-19 release a file in the government's websites with a lot of this data. And we had citizenwatchreport.com citing that with their additional points. Over at Blacklisted News, we had from Cryptogram, Pfizer used a separate untested COVID-19 vaccine batch for its employees with a video clip including Australian lawmakers on it as well. But it was a clip where Pfizer representatives admit Pfizer imported a batch of vaccine specific for its employees that bypassed Australian government testing. All right, it's the meat and potatoes of the interview, meat and potatoes, as they'd say overseas in the UK, at 9:55. But you can check out that video. Pfizer used separate at Blacklisted News. Kids almost never transmitted COVID in schools. A new major study finds. Certainly is not news to us by now. And in the climate scare insanity, and of course many are reposting this video pointing out this must never happen. This talk where they want to block out part of the sun is Bill Gates' proposal. Now we're hearing about the EU actually considering. Fox News is reporting on this too now. Far left climate change fight under scrutiny. They had at the bottom of the screen and some of the Fox News live commenting on it. But yeah, they want to block out the sunlight, allegedly to reduce CO2, according to their intentionally skewed data. And, of course, these are two of the most essential ingredients for life on Earth. Playing God won't end well, the commenters add. PBS, is, I mentioned, rolling out climate psychology therapist for Armageddon coping sessions for the people, especially the young, who completely bought into this a fear, pseudoscience, you know, regarding climate change and human activity, regarding climate Armageddon due to human activity, fears that are pumped is a good way to put it, to be accurate. The government has approved the cutting of almost 6 million trees so far for these wind turbines. All right, one study has been assessing. This was over at Activist Post. So opposition to wind projects continues to increase worldwide due to numerous economic, environmental, health, and safety issues associated with them. Now, some world leaders have given up on them, along with other green projects, and have climate groups, as have the American developers, you know, in a lot of cases. In particular, you know, we've confirmed, and then what, some of the big corporations, you know, as far as the whole ESG thing, for that matter, I've been hearing about a lot. So, yeah, a lot of these climate groups even are just seeing how much that's not even real data. Beyond Meat, you know, that was one of the ones Bill Gates and company are promoting along with WEF. But they want you eating everything, right? I mean, in Australia, there's a lot of powdered crickets in the children's school snacks already. But Beyond Meat cuts annual revenue forecasts as fake meat demand dips. But they're saying bogged down by inflationary pressures, customers are opting for low-priced animal protein over alternatives such as plant-based products. So in addition to trying to get you to eat these plant-based fake meats, they can't even give you them at a price much less expensive than meat. You know, just like with all the alternatives to the fuel sources we've been accustomed to. And, you know, it's a scam at every level, at every point along the way, at every angle, folks. Why do you think Tesla was so rejected by those who didn't like the idea of free energy? And as far as AI, I mean, I came across this story this weekend and made me think of how there are real threats that are a lot more practical. But as far as AI being truly AI, that's not really something we're anywhere near in my assessment. But no, there was a Google DeepMind. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. An artificial intelligence lab. And, well, this was reported at Blacklisted News and at Zero Hedge. Google DeepMind's revolutionary AI model ushers in era of intelligent robots. And Google's artificial intelligence lab published a new paper explaining the development of the first of its kind vision language action, a VLA model that learns from scrapping the internet and other data to allow robots to understand plain language commands from humans while navigating environments like a robot from the Disney movie or, well, I won't even give plugs here, or some robot from some 90s film, Bicentennial Man, they're saying. But anyhow, you know, the real fear, and it touches on it, is Hollywood. We're having the Hollywood Actors and Writers Guild, or I think there's another a set of contributors in that title properly, but trying to sue a lot of these Hollywood companies who are investing, you know, a lot of these movie-making companies who are investing in AI technology right now, because they see how it's going to put them out of a job first and foremost. Both the AI actors visually on the screen, you don't need these attractive actors and actresses anymore, and the ability to write the scripts as well. And so that is a real thing that is going on right now. But to act like, you know, we're going to have Hal who's going to outsmart us and take over the planet, no. We're really not in any fear of that happening any minute now or something. In my assessment from everything I've researched, just my two cents, OpenAI launches web crawler GPT bot amid plans for GPT-5. The chatbot users have the option to scrap the web crawler by adding a disallow command to the standard file on the server. This artificial intelligence firm OpenAI has launched GPT-Bot, its new web crawling tool, Tilt, says could potentially be used to improve future chatbot GPT models. Web pages crawled with the GPT-Bot user agent may potentially be used to improve future models. OpenAI said in a new blog post, adding it could improve accuracy and expand the capabilities of future iterations. So web crawler, sometimes called a spider web, a typical bot that indexes the contents of websites across the internet. Search engines like Google and Bing use them in order for websites to show up search results. So they collect publicly available data, filter out sources requiring paywall, other personal identification, identification information, or text violating policies. So, you know, just a tech update really there. Peter Thiel and Rebecca Mercer may invest in Tucker Carlson's new media empire. Emory researchers blame structural racism for type 2 diabetes prevalence among black people. And here's two more articles to round it off, folks. And this is an example of life in the 21st century. Gay and bisexual men now are able to donate blood as these revised FDA rules take effect. And yet at the same time, people who not have had these gene-altering shots, but ones who haven't, are being discriminated against regarding blood. That's where we're at. And it looks like we're starting to get some callers in, folks, so I'm going to jump to the phones. This last one about Vegas, Las Vegas approves 68 miles of underground transportation tunnels. Elon Musk-owned Boeing company plans to build out this underground transportation system with 81 stations and 68 miles of tunnels after expansion approval. It sounds suspicious to me, okay, with the state of our economy. Why do that unless you have something planned to benefit more elites than everyday people? But, yeah, let's go to the phones and call in if you like, folks, 512-248-8252. That number again, 512-248-8252. First, we have James in Vancouver. James.
Good evening. I just wanted to reiterate my argument that I made on your earlier show by asking a question. And the question is, what's the difference if I'm the president and I send young men out to die on the beaches of some Southeast Asia beachfront property, or I send them off to get a vaccine that'll kill them? Back to you.
There's not too much difference there in the final outcome. You know, I mean, it depends, like, what percentage of your supporters are on board with one, the other, or both of those narratives.
Nobody has a choice in this. They got to go, mm-hmm. and they got to take the vaccine, which is exactly what's happened now in the last couple of years, you see. It's been done by coercion, which in most cases you have to do, even if you're Napoleon. Something has to happen. So, in a sense, Donald Trump, he knows about this, right?
You know, I mean, I think he's the only one, as far as Republican candidates, if someone doesn't want accelerationism right now, he's the only hope people have. It's really a question how fast you want the country to dissolve.
Yeah, right, I get that. And then, therefore, when he beats all of these indictments and he's raised on high and everybody is lauding him and, he's the man, then if he says, well, we got to go to war, boys, then what are people going to do? They're probably going to follow.
I mean, you know, I don't know if he would actually do that. You know, I mean, he hasn't really been a pro-war for the first administration. Do you think it could be so planned where they know in advance?
He's scripted.
Okay. Do you think it could be so scripted that they knew in advance, Trump, you're going to have one term, then there's going to be a gap before your second term?
Yeah. That's the good cop, bad cop. The bad mm-hmm. cop is Biden raising the price of this and messing around with that and deliberately, wrecking the place, which I guess apparently he's doing. At least the people, the population perceives that he's wrecking the place. So now they're going to settle for Trump in a flash, right?
Yeah, well, I mentioned earlier today, I mean, you know, the main provocations I see, which could lead to, further aggression and war regarding Iran's Soleimani when he was in the administration seat, and then also regarding this, asserting that the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel over there, because, of course, justifying settlers and deaths to Palestinians and all that. So, yeah, but, I mean, the Iran one, certainly as far as geopolitical tension, you know.
Yeah.
But, I'll give you those, you know, as a... I think we have the commercial break, James. I'll hold you over, okay, sir?
All right.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
Little beats in me will die. This is not a miracle, for this is not America.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, host Richard Carey filling in here. And again, the rest of the week, let's see, we have Steve Elkins tomorrow for Wednesday. Thursday, we have James Fetzer. And Friday, we have Roger Landry. And if you want to call in, again, 512-248-8252. That number again, 512-248-8252. And we're on the line with James in Vancouver. And James, what else did you want to add on this point?
Well, and, the last couple of months, they've been talking about indictments for Hunter Biden and, Joe Biden. And now we got these serious Congress people, supposedly serious Congress people who, they're rattling their gavels and calling for these inquiries. And we had Rand Paul, was it last year, interrogating Fauci. Nothing ever happened there, right? Fauci works for the Department of Defense, and he's up to his neck in it. And there's no way they're going to prosecute him. And so you've got this this pandering to the media of, yeah, we're going to do something, right? But in the meantime, they need to get the people all lined up in the right way so that when the Messiah comes back in 2024, hey, everybody's ready to go. Back to you.
Well, I mean, yeah, you would have to see.
The Messiah. What kind
of, and I sent you some of those photos like to show you just how much, I don't know, some of them could have been sarcastic, presenting
that?
Trump like a godlike figure or sort of a guru, you know, mystic guru.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I like it too. I mean, I like Trump. I like the idea of going back to some kind of different age, but even back in the 50s when Eisenhower was president, it still wasn't a done deal as far as whether you're going to go off to some war. They had conscription. And they, by the way, they want to bring conscription back. Back to you.
Yeah, I actually brought in my regular Monday co-host from overseas in London. From Northern Ireland, originally, you know, Irishman Paul Edward Stevenson. For listeners here not aware, hey Paul, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we got James in Vancouver on here, and now what's your take? You know, is Trump is it all planned for Trump to go back in office and then suddenly become a wartime president and lead people, you know, on the right to support war or something? Is that possible, Paul?
London.
Ooh, I don't know.
Calling.
Paul's mic doesn't seem to be on there. He's muted. But
London calling.
Oh, here he is. A little delay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, planned by whom?
Well, okay. So the shots about, you know, the vaccines and the pandemic go back at least to 2020. All right. And everybody was shut down, locked down. Trump was the president. Then there was Operation Warp Speed, what have you. And then everybody started taking this stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, we're having mass casualties. And who knows what kind of mutations of the DNA. And now it's time for a new plan. And the people that... I did this thing when I was studying strategic studies in war games and what do you call it? Think tanks. This is what they do, and they get these plans and then they shoot them to the leaders or what have you, the deep state, if you want to call it that, and then they get the plan rolling because the military is there to do it.
Paul, do you have anything else to respond to that with?
The UK won the Second World War, apparently, and look at everybody is like treated like dogs. All the real English people are now second class citizens. Is that a contradiction or what? All that hard fighting they did to get rid of Hitler, and look at. See?
All that.
Yeah, this is what the investment bankers do. They build it up. They build it up. They get the war going. They blow the hell out of everything. And then they come in and say, well, we're gonna build her back up again. And then they knock that one down.
Yeah,
and
no,
they build
that is
her back
the strategy.
Up again.
And with Ukraine, that seems to be the story. Yeah. So we agree on that. We agree on that much.
5 foot zero?
We at least agree on that much.
In May, he's... Yeah, okay. Music.
Well, no. I'm sorry. We have the break again. I should probably get to some other callers. No, thank you, James.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we'll be back, and we should still have Paul Edward Stevenson fielding calls with us. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around, another dies. Think about this. These looks could kill. Visions black, we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions black, we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking.
And we are back, folks. Here, Richard Carey filling in the drive time slot. My show, 12 noon Central, Monday through Friday, Beyond the Official Narrative. And we have my Monday co-host from my morning slot taking calls with me now for the rest of the second hour, Paul Edward Stevenson. Well, Paul, hey, you know, let's take a breath maybe before going back to the calls, see, you know, what's on your mind. And I don't know, maybe you also want to respond more to our first caller there. Maybe a little delay. Yeah, Paul, you're still muted. You're maybe a little delay we're having today. Communications overseas there. There you are.
Well, you know, there's very, very, sorry. Yeah, I was going to say what's in my mind is, you know, what's happening in Niger. Because, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, good now. Yes.
Yeah, because it's very fascinating. I have to say I enjoyed it, the developments there a lot today. Because our, you know, our favorite, you know, State Department official, Victoria Nuland, you know, the expert in coups was over there. She actually flew over to Niger to try and speak to the ousted leader, our previous leader, Mohamed Bazoum. And the new military installed government, or the new military government there who conducted the coup, they basically said, we don't think so, in the nicest possible way. So they completely snubbed Victoria Nuland. I mean, this is the woman, obviously, who's over there, you know, starting the coup, Miss Coup herself in Ukraine, and started all the trouble there. And then she's over attempting to throw her weight around to the new military government there in Niger, wanting to speak to both the new leader and Mohamed Mazoum, or what's his name? Is it Mazoum or Mazoud? But anyway, Bazoum is his name. Anyway, they basically told her in no uncertain terms where she could go, you know. She said, and obviously she put it fairly diplomatically and politely, she told reporters her talks with the officers were, quote, frank and difficult, and they had shown little interest in exploring ways to restore democratic order. In other words, they basically told her where to get off, you know. So here you have another example of, she's over there telling them to restore law and order and democracy. The cheek of this woman. I mean, they probably thought that she was called. You know, I'm surprised they didn't say you're a week late. We thought, you know, you were calling so you could participate in a coup, because we realize you've got a great reputation for coups, but you're a week late. But anyway, you know, we could have been doing with your expertise 10 days ago, Victoria. Anyway, they basically, and it's quite fascinating, because despite her threats of the usual bullying that the Jewish State Department perpetrates against these types of nations, they're threatening them with economic hardships and security hardships and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And they basically told her that, you know, words I can't say. I imagine that they were probably words, you know, that we couldn't air, even if we knew exactly what they said on air. But I thought it was fascinating because, you know, that country has now, there was initially a threat from ECOWAS. And ECOWAS is like a West African regional bloc, which are essentially puppets of the West and of the United States mainly and France. They threatened military intervention along with France as well, and they give them a week of a deadline, which passed on Sunday, and they basically, you know, they didn't yield, and so they have now shut down the airspace over Niger, and of course you've got that country aligned with the likes of Mali and Burkina Faso. And, of course, who else? Russia and the Wagner Group. So you've now got essentially a proxy war between Russia and the United States and the West in there. And that's going to be fascinating how that plays out, because that gives Russia a lot of leverage in there. Because now you have the United States wanting to influence that area. Now, I wonder, will Putin try and... I mean, obviously, he can't throw the Africans under the bus. But I wonder, will he be using that as leverage to say, okay, well, maybe... we'll maybe make some, concessions here for you. But you tell Ukraine that the war's over. You don't tell them they're negotiating. You tell them that Ukraine is never joining NATO. They recognize the Donbass is now officially, along with Crimea, as part of Russia. And that's the end of it. You know, it's really fascinating what's happening there, you know?
Yeah, no, I like your recent assessments here. And the way you're linking the two regions, which I really hadn't done at all in my analysis or reporting.
Yeah, it's like they've widened the chessboard, you know.
Indeed. Well, here, Paul, we should probably try to take the other callers. We're starting to build.
Sure.
We've got like four in the queue here. Hey, this one, Paul, you'll recognize from our old days doing shows on Revision Media. We have Tony in Virginia here. Hey, Tony, welcome.
Yes, this is he. Am I coming through?
Yes, sir. You're coming through. And, hey, you're on the air.
Right. Okay. So, nothing really catched me through the whole show, particularly wanted to comment. And I guess the last one I would mention, that I can't remember which one of our generals it was, but it was Patton that said we fought the wrong enemy. And that's exactly it. But you've been told so many things were wrong about the Fuhrer and World War II that, yeah, none of this would be happening if it had that side won. Okay, but no, actually, what I was going to do is kind of give a public service announcement and then kind of tie it in to your show earlier today with Paul and the points they made, which I agree with. And that is, you know, I ride a bicycle sometimes, and I got hit by a car about a week or so the other day. And it's a weird situation. It was ruled against me because it was a two-way stop, and I was perpendicular to the woman, and she looks like she's going to make a left turn, has a left turn signal on. So I proceed, and then she does a U-turn. Because it's just a two-way stop, she has the right-of-way. So I got hit, but I'm fine. And what makes it worse is, so since then, this, and I barely hit her bumper. She's trying to do all this stuff. And then she's trying to get a free wheel. She lied to the insurance company, told them that she hit a curb before she hit me, trying not to hit me. Just all this bullshit. I'm sorry, forgive me for my language, okay? But anyway,
yeah, try that.
You know, and when I think about this, okay, just think about it. We're out here trying to reach people and wake them up and stuff, but these kind of people, the problem is there's a big portion of the masses. A person like that doesn't care about anything that's true or whatever, and that's what we have. And this is what happens with socialism, and when you have a people that are just like lords of the state, they basically accept the tyranny, they accept that someone's going to rule over them, and they just want to know what the game is and how they can work the system to their advantage. And, I don't think those people can be reached.
Paul, would you like to respond? Paul, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, I think there are people that can't be reached, and I think there are people who simply don't, you know, are completely indifferent to the truth, and yeah, that can be the case for any number of things. But the country and the West wouldn't be in the state it's in if you had people who loved the truth and were more engaged and actually cared. You know, most people look. The reality is, most people don't care until it gets bad enough where they're hungry, or you know, it gets really bad, or their children are hungry. That's just human nature. It has to get that bad, I'm afraid, and that's probably where it will end up, where, you know, it just gets worse, because I mentioned what was happening in Niger, because it's symptomatic of this kind of whole Jewish thing, this whole narrative and this whole Jewish hegemony, which has dominated, Jewish interests have dominated the West since World War II, and all of it has been based on lies. All of it has been based on their media, which was unchallenged completely, really, before the internet. And subsequently, you have the boomer generation, who, that's a group of people that are mostly, you know, impenetrable, you know. And so now with the, you know, with the onset of the internet and shows like this, and channels on Odyssey, and channels on, still there's a few on YouTube, you know, are exposing the truth, and you're seeing people looking back and all this sort of stuff. But this, you know, the whole thing is starting to crumble, because now you have Niger basically just giving them the middle finger. So, you know, they go over there. They want to throw their weight around and threaten them with, like, oh, we're going to stop the aid, and we're going to stop this. And they say, we don't care. You know, we want our country. We've got other nations aligned with us, and we've got Russia, who even if you thought Russia were also taking advantage of it, probably they are. But the Russians will be more fair with them. They're not. The Russians aren't dominated by Judaism and Jewish interests like Victoria Nuland, who basically only want to do one thing, and that is subjugate and enslave anybody who's not part of their clique. And that's what they do, you know. And this idea of democracy spreading, it's a euphemism for Jewish hegemony and Jewish subjugation, and we should know that better than anyone here in the West. And that's why they're so keen on spreading democracy, for their global domination and the subjugation of everyone.
Well, we're starting to run short on time. Tony, do you want to respond again to that before we take some other calls? Tony? We may have dropped him. All right, Karen in Panama. Karen.
Hi, Richard and Paul. Paul, that was really great. I couldn't have said it any better than you just did. I'm watching the situation in Niger, and the thing about it is the blacks that are there, they are not going to have any of this Jewish nonsense. They've had the benefit of watching what it's done to us. There's been no benefit to us whatsoever. It's ruined us. And they don't want the LGBTQ crap. They don't want any of this. And that's the benefit of seeing what's happened before you. What happened to us, we had never seen anything this crazy. You know, the cutting the genitals off of children and all of this insane garbage that's going on, and these endless wars, a war here, a war there. Africa is rich with minerals and just an enormous amount of welfare. And, I mean, how... I just simply don't believe the Africans are going to hand this over to the Jews. I just don't see it.
No, and they've got enough experience of it themselves, because these things have caused them a lot of suffering when you have these Western interventions, whether it's by the French and you know, in the last century, more of the United States interest there. And they're such selfish interests, and they've concluded you will know them by their fruits. And they know the fruits of this kind of situation. So this whole ECOWAS system who are threatening them, this other bloc, they're all a bunch of puppets. They're all a bunch of African puppets in the pockets of the United States. And you know, these are the types of people, you know, that end up coming to London. Their children go to private schools over here, and their children end up in the next, you know, in our political system, a bunch of corrupt crooks who sold out their African countries for money from the West, unscrupulous black leaders, African leaders, who end up in London, send their kids to private school with a veneer of, you know, prestige, and then they end up in our political system. They'll probably end up in... Yeah, you know, this is how it all works. But these guys in Niger have had enough. And by the way, even the media is already trying to spin it to say that, you know, this is against the civilians of Niger. That is nonsense. There is so much support for this coup in Niger among the people. The people are united, and they're saying, bring it on. We're ready for war. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, the media is a lost cause. And if you haven't figured that out by now, you know, like you were saying, that there's people that you simply can't reach. You know, amen. There's a lot of people out there you simply cannot reach. I mean, half the people are completely a lost cause. Well, forget about them. But there are people that are, you know, they love the truth. I mean, the thing that I have learned, which made, you know, pretty much, you know, preempted my move out of the United States, is how much the Jews hate Christ. I mean, if you're going to hate Christ that much,
oh, of course they
hate me. They hate me. I mean, the servant isn't above the master.
Of course
they
hate
Christ. They sure as hell hate me. And so I said, why do I want to live in a country that's run by people who hate me? And I've seen this border since I left. Good grief. Anybody can come. They welcome them in with open arms. They have no love for the Constitution, no love for the history of the United States. No, they are wrecking it. And I think how much all it did was confirm my beliefs that they hate me. I mean, what country does?
Well, they do hate you. Yeah, they do hate me. I feel exactly the same way. Even worse. You know, I don't even want to be here anymore. I just don't want to be in the country anymore. You know, I don't know where I want to go in Europe, because there's not really, maybe Hungary is the best place to go. Or, you know, Italy's a bit better, but you know, it's like I don't want to be here either. Because the same as me, if you're a white and you're a Christian and you're a male, I mean, you're not in a very favorable category, you know?
Yeah. Poland has still been pretty traditional, but it seems Hungary is holding out the most to, you know, these EU and internationalist demands. Well, thank you, Karen. There's a couple other callers, but I always appreciate your calls.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Dan in Washington, thank you for holding. Dan.
I think you guys are pronouncing it wrong. It's Niger. Niger.
Yeah, Niger, yeah.
Niger.
Well, actually, over here, they do refer to it as Niger.
Well, you go. All right. Yeah.
There's
different ways to pronounce it, I know. But anyway, yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the advantage of Africa is those people really don't care. They're not going to fight a big war. Nigeria is not going to invade to install democracy or whatever in Niger. I just don't think their culture's set up that way, even though I think the West is trying to get them to do that. So it's an interesting thing to watch. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, coups in Africa are as common as, I don't know, puberty or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and those people are, talk about kind of selfish and stuff. I mean, they're just worried about putting food on the table and stuff. They're not worried about, you know, going to war over it, I don't think. But I really enjoyed your show earlier, Richard, and I guess the question with Trump and all this is we just have to contemplate, you know, what Paul said about, you know, we have these people running us, you know, for the past 100 years. And as long as these people are running us, do we want America to be strong again? Even if we had 4 more years of lower gas prices and stuff, do we want America to be strong at this point? You know, that's kind of the accelerationist versus the other perspective. So I guess it's a good question I ask myself. I probably will not vote at all. I was very disappointed in Trump. He's very good at making people think that he's fighting for them. You know, he's secretly on their side. But, like, if you look at the attorney general, he could have fired that guy at any time. Attorney General Barr. Anyway, I guess that's what I worry, kind of where I'm at now. I'd rather see America, the American empire, kind of collapse, even though it's going to suck for us. But I think a vote for Trump,
you're trying to look at the long term. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd like to see something better on the other side, an optimist in that way.
Yeah, exactly. Out of the destruction,
If you've got a cancerous tumor, it's best you go to the operating table, even if you're going to be under anesthetic and even in a coma for a couple of weeks or a month. And if you come out of it and the tumor's gone, then you're going to be all right again. I think, you know, that's a good analogy. It's a good analogy for the West, because that's what we need. Because this whole system of Jewish influence through banking, media, the big ones are obviously the, you know, the media and you know, the banking, you know, I always call it the money and the media, or the printing and the propaganda, you know, and all the wars that come out of that. I mean, this whole system of the last century has to be dismantled. It just needs to be dismantled. It's been a con from the start. The whole thing, the whole mindset of it, that we are the good guys, all of it, all the victors and the evil guys, and the whole thing is just ups down and downs up with the whole thing. You know, people have been conned, you know, into thinking good's evil and evil's good, you know?
Agreed. Well, here, I want to try to get to the next caller, Dan. Hey, what, final thought there?
Like you said, I mean, Europe's been destroyed after World War II culturally and genetically, and are just, you know, it's not going to last. We have to kind of be destroyed. So anyway, thanks all.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. And we have Joe in Florida. Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Good to hear you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, hey, listen, I had this idea, you know, and I've been saying this for a while, about all the narratives are beginning to collapse, but I think I make a finer point. They're all connected, okay? We have the international Jew globalists, right, who are dead set on their Jew world order, okay? And they are frantic. They are absolutely pushing things faster than they ever have. Here's an example about the Ukraine war. It says we can only see this now. Do you remember during the Trump administration, even the hint, right, just the hint of suggestion that Trump apparently made on a phone call that he might interrupt money for the Jewish Ukrainian kleptocrats and their American and European puppets, even that suggestion was enough to mount an impeachment against him. Now, so it's clear that it doesn't matter who the president is or what party he's from. They are dead set on this war, a Jewish war against Ukraine, where they are genociding Christians. Ukrainian Christians are the only ones who are really being killed. The Russians have small numbers, but the Ukrainian Christians are being slaughtered by the Jewish war criminal regime in Ukraine. And to me, I'm looking forward to, because they're all connected. Even the COVID stuff, the fake election. I think we're going to have a collapse of the narrative. It's not just all of them; they're all linked. What do you think,
Paul?
Oh, absolutely, they're all linked. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, because I would say, do you remember Dr. Slattery says this? He reminds us. In 2019, in the summer, just 4 years ago about this time, what was the atmosphere? Well, we had the Epstein thing, right? And he was, like, suicided. Yeah, I believe that one, right? But Bill Barr told us it was a suicide, so we're going to believe Bill Barr, right? His father hired Epstein. So at that moment, I think that's when everything got frantic for them, because once that Epstein international blackmail, the Mossad blackmail operation got exposed, that meant that everything was over. So what did they do? They picked up the speed. They expedited. They rolled out the fake virus, or I think it's more like a, you know, I think it's a fittingly enough, I think it's a parasite. That's what I think. It's a parasite from the parasites. And they rolled that out. Then they rolled out their fake injections, those experimental injections. And they then, you know, they stole the election, obviously. And then they went full scale ahead as soon as Victoria Juland was back in control to start World War III. But guess what? I really believe, I think that, you know, God's in control. I think it's going to collapse, and they're all going to be taken down. That's when they started expediting. It's much clearer to me now. I don't think I saw it with such clarity.
I agree with you as well, Joe, that I think a lot of these agendas are related and interconnect and complement each other. And although, you know, for many, that's too conspiratorial. But I always appreciate your calls. Thanks a lot, Joe. Paul, it was good to have you here. And we'll talk
soon. Thank
you,
Richard.
Sir. All right, brother.
Yes.
And folks, please support RBN. Some donations to help keep everything going. It's been a tough time. Please, you call into the station to donate. 800-724-2719, extension 3. And we'll speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Not quite pooped out yet, but
are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.